Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of AFS, Any Effin Sports. I'm your host, Mo Stewart, and this episode is going to be all about Formula One. For those of you who don't know the format of the show, we're going to be taking a different sport each time. We're going to look a little bit into why exactly we love it so much, and as well, talking about what's going to be happening in the world of that sport coming up. Now, the Super Bowl episode, we started at the end of the season, which was maybe not the greatest idea.
People loved it, Mo.
They did. Yeah. I'm very pleased to hear.
The voice
you just heard is our first guest, Miss Harriet Pryor. And I've also got Mr. Dan Austin alongside me, who is very much the wizened head in terms of F1 of the three of us here.
No.
would you dispute that, Dan?
I mean, it depends how confident you two feel, which is apparently not very much. So.
Well, I mean, as host of the show, I always try to kind of play it down. But for those of you who are just getting used to it, as I say, we're still playing around with the format. But one of the things that I think it would be really good to do, at least at the start of most shows, is talk about our origin stories, how we first started getting into sports. So, Dan, I'll give you first battle.
Well, essentially, Formula One in the early to mid-2000s, when I was a kid, was on terrestrial TV in the UK. So ITV had the broadcast rights first, then the BBC had them until I think they did the 2011 season, and then since then it's been behind a paywall on Sky. I grew up in accommodation houses, whatever. We moved a lot, and none of them had Sky in. So one of the sports that was accessible to me, despite, you know, the money that's involved in it and the fact that you don't sort of, or certainly in the North, I think it's pretty rare, you don't get kind of like brought up into it by family members who are going to the grassroots carton days and things like that on the weekend.
But
it was just literally visible. I also really like tennis for the same reason.
Yeah.
Tennis was on terrestrial TV. It was not behind a paywall. The fundamental concept of who is the fastest also appeals to me more than like who is the strongest or something like that.
Yeah.
So racing, that includes athletic events, I've always found to be more interesting than any kind of combat sport. And then I think once you're kind of in and understand the basics of it, it's got these really unique qualities that nothing else really has. So, I mean, the number can change season by season, but for the last 6 or 7 years, there are 20 young men who are the only people in the world that do this. And there are other similar racing categories, but nothing on this level. They're all from, you know, all across the world. They all speak excellent English because of, you know, the way that they've been brought up and stuff, and the fact that they've been earmarked from an early age to be doing this kind of thing. So it means that everything that's kind of done around the actual racing itself, the quality of like production and television around it is really, really good, better than any other sport, in my opinion. So I think once you understand the concept and maybe pick a favourite or whatever, then it's very easy to just become fascinated by all of the people as well, and that's a huge pull.